The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 805 on AM 970, The Answer. Last day of August, the 31st of August, 2021, on this Tuesday. So we reached out to Steve Caparata, a PhD, and he is the meteorologist at WAFB, Channel 9 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Steve, thanks for taking the time with us on the Piscopo Show up in the Northeast. We appreciate you being here. First of all, welcome. How you doing this morning, my friend?
You know, I'm doing fine. I'm among the fortunate. I've got power at my house. My family's all safe, so I've got zero complaints on my end.
You know what? Thank you for feeling for other folks like that. I have a lot of friends in New Orleans, and the Maselli family down there. My buddy, a couple other buddies down there. How bad is the power still out for the most part, Steve? Let's start there, if I may.
Yeah, so we've got over a million, they call it customers, over a million customers in Louisiana without power. Most of those are in southeast Louisiana. When you get into New Orleans, it's probably on the order of about 95% of people are still without power. But even up here in Baton Rouge, where we didn't get it nearly as bad, we have parishes instead of counties.
Right.
A lot of people outside of Louisiana don't know that, but where I am in East Baton Rouge Parish, I think we're on the order of probably 60-65% of the parishes without power. So it's pretty widespread.
Wow. And it gets really, is it getting, hopefully there's no really heat down there. I'm afraid to ask because I know how hot it can get down there, down south. What is the heat factor in regards to air conditioning, you know?
Yeah, that's a definite concern. It's kind of today, the next couple of days, it's going to be our typical late August, early September heat. High temperatures around 90. The heat index will be between 100 and 105. And people down here, we're used to that. That's every day in the summer. But it's a bigger concern, obviously, when we don't have power. So the Weather Service has put out heat advisories, things they wouldn't normally do this kind of heat, just to bring some added awareness to that concern. We've seen Hurricane Laura last year in southwest Louisiana. The real danger actually came after the storm. We lost something like four or five people directly in the storm. And then it was more like 30 people died after the storm from heat, from carbon monoxide poisoning with generators.
Yeah.
And so that's the real concern now. So far it's been pretty remarkable. We only know of two fatalities from the storm so far in Louisiana. And so now it's almost, you hit this real dangerous part after the storm.
Yeah. So compared to Katrina, how does Ida compare in that regard in terms of intensity?
It's a great question, and one of the things we always have to tell people is every storm is different. Katrina was really a water storm. Everybody saw the images, right? And New Orleans flooded for weeks. This was more of a wind storm. And in fact, Ida actually had stronger winds at landfall than Katrina did. Ida was a category four at landfall, and Katrina was actually a category three. So this time around, I am encouraged that the recovery in New Orleans and across southeast Louisiana in most areas should be a lot faster this time. The wind damage is easier to deal with than the water damage. Post-Katrina, and I'm from New Orleans, so I'm very familiar with it, but post-Katrina, we had water that literally sat in the city for weeks. So this time, largely flooding was not a major issue. There's spots along the coast where we had storm surge, and that's a big issue. But this time, it's It's the wind damage. It's getting power back on. Both of my brothers live in Jefferson Parish, which is adjacent to Orleans Parish, where New Orleans is. It's a suburb. And Jefferson Parish is being told right now, not only do they not have power, they don't have running water. And they're being told to plan on at least 5 days of no running water. So those are the things that we're dealing with right now.
Well, listen, our hearts are with you. And I remember going down there after Katrina, and then they have like where they put on how high they've had water markings on how high it was. And as you're driving, and of course you're on the road, you look how high Katrina got. You did not have that flooding that you had in Katrina, just to reiterate, Steve.
That's right. The city, as I think probably most people know, is protected by levees and flood walls.
Yeah. Yep.
Katrina, many of those levees and flood walls broke. This time they held. Now, Katrina just had more water with it. So this wasn't, I hope that people both locally and nationally understand this wasn't the same magnitude of water. We're all happy to have seen that the levees held, but it still wasn't the same sort of test. But yeah, the levees held. So largely where we see flooding is along the coast. There are parts of the city that are outside of the levee flood protection that got water, and some other spots. But the core of what people know visiting New Orleans or visiting Southeast Louisiana, yeah, we didn't have anything like that.
All right. That's Steve Caparata, a PhD, Dr. Caparata, if you will, AMS certified meteorologist at WAFB, Channel 9 in Baton Rouge. You know, I have so many friends down there, man. And I see, before we let you go, Steve, a lot of Italians, you know, so Congressman Scalise is the best. We love Steve Scalise from Louisiana. He comes on the show. A lot of Italians down there, Steve, huh? And it's so funny when you hear an Italian with a Southern accent. It's interesting for us, you know, from Jersey and New York. You know what I mean? So the family's from there originally, huh?
Yeah, so like I said, you know, I'm from New Orleans, and New Orleans has quite an Italian presence. Yep. My grandparents came from Sicily. The story is that they came to work for the my grandfather came to work for the Progresso family, and that's how he ended up in New Orleans back in the early 1900s. But there's a lot of us down here, no doubt.
Fabulous story. Steve, thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it very much. And keep us posted if you'd be so kind to do that, Steve. Thank you, my friend.
Will do. Thanks for reaching out.
Yes, sir. Steve Caparata right there, PhD. By the way, just I have the opportunity to remind you, I know I shouldn't go there, but I will, because Columbus Day is coming up in a couple of months. The largest mass lynching was of the Sicilian Americans down there. It was in 1891, I believe. And it was they just accused the Italians of doing something that they did not do. You know, when there was the death of a police official, and they did the mass lynching of over a dozen Italian Americans from the lampposts, if you will. That's the largest mass lynching in America, and that's why the Columbus statue stands in Columbus Circle in New York in remembrance of that terrible, terrible incident. Hey, I gotta slip that in there. Joe on the radio, it's 8:13 on AM 970, The Answer. I'm back. You want to give us a call, it's 877-970-2999. Steel Brand is going to join us. Tactical Intelligence Officer for the U.S. Army. I'm Mike Gallagher on the show, by the way. Dr. Gorka will join us. Dr. Seb is going to join us. Paul Anka next hour. You're always welcome to join us. I'm just incensed at what I'm seeing out of Afghanistan. The amount of equipment that they left in Afghanistan, why aren't we addressing this? Why is no one, you see it mentioned on some of the news channels, this is a vital issue. What they could use, what they could sell. When I see, and correct me if I'm wrong, 22,174 Humvees, 634 other military vehicles, look at 155 mine-proof vehicles, armored personnel characters, 100 carriers, 169, 42,000 trucks and SUVs. Why do they leave it there? Why did they leave it there? Machine guns, 64,000, almost 65,000 machine guns. 33, are you kidding me? 33 helicopters, 33 Blackhawks they left? They can't, just can't, how do we, why? Before you leave, Do you not get all of this home? Look at this. 358,530 assault rifles, radios, 8,000 trucks, pistols, 126,000 pistols. Look, and they left. I can't be reading this. This can't be right. And Joe, we verified this. 4 C-130 transport planes were left there. Embraer 223, 314, 829 planes, Cessnas. Some more set. They left these there. How in the name of God could someone please tell me, and we'll talk to Steele Brand about it, how do you leave without taking these things out? How do you close Bagram Air Force Base first? Why don't you just do a massive airlift? Can someone help me out here? Can someone help me out how bad the military made a mistake
Joe,
here?
Joe, don't forget, they evacuated Bagram Air Force Base months ago, right? In the dead of night, they left.
Yep, yep.
So, exactly. From what the military personnel are saying, they disabled a lot of this stuff before they left so that the Taliban couldn't use it. But you have to assume that some of the stuff there was left in working order for the Afghans that they were expecting to hold the country. This is an abomination all the way across the board. What they should have done is in May, when the president said we were leaving, there should have been already people getting out of the country. It shouldn't have been left to, well, we left a few Americans behind because they couldn't make it to the airport. On the way out, you start destroying every piece of equipment there.
That's right.
Every piece, especially when it started to get worse as the Taliban and their 75,000 troops apparently just swept in and the Afghan army said, we don't want to fight anymore. We're done. Joe, people have been trying to unite this country for thousands of years. They're people that just simply do not want to get along. They're tribes. KT McFarland said it last hour. They have no respect for women. Leave these people alone. You want to blow each other up? Blow each other up. Enough. The problem why we have to be there in that area is because of Iran. And Iran, you want to blow yourselves up. You want to have totalitarian rule. Go for it. But guess what? We're not going to let you get nuclear capability. You get nuclear capability, we're going to take you out before that happens. That's it.
Well, you know what? We have no credibility now. No one's
right, but why not
scared.
Make that statement? We've had it's Biden, it's Trump, it's Bush, it's this one, it's that one. It's all these presidents who have said we're going to do this, that, and the other thing. They've all said it. You know what? We needed to make a statement from the very beginning of all these people.
The difference is this. When Trump said it, they
believed it. Oh, no. I believe that.
This guy is feckless. He's
spineless. I'm not talking about
Joe. Only him and George W. Bush should be in jail with Dick Cheney. Don't get me started.
No, you're misinterpreting what I'm saying. I'm not saying that Trump didn't threaten them.
Joe Biden should be in jail. Joe Biden should be in jail for crimes against humanity on the border alone. Now what this man has done to the military and to people in Afghanistan and leaving America in danger. Joe Biden should be, in my opinion, Joe Biden should be jailed right now, arrested, handcuffed, and taken out of the White House because of what he's done. He's bringing the virus in. He's bringing this Wuhan virus across the border, and he's bringing Afghans in. They haven't vetted these Afghans. The problems are just beginning.
I agree with you on that. My point is that we have had American politicians for years talking about how we need to stick our noses in business that doesn't involve us or belong to us in any way, shape, or form. We are allies of Israel, and we should be doing everything we can to protect Israel. If Iran is looking to get nuclear capability, we need to take those people out. And the Israelis do a pretty good job of that. We need to be there to support them. But as for the rest of it, we should not be involved in any of this nonsense at all.
You know,
let them kill each other. That's what they want to do. These people hate us. Iran hates us, Joe. They hate every fiber of our being. They hate our entire existence and what we are.
Not the people. The people want. They don't want these mullahs. They don't want what's going on in Iran. They don't, and in Turkey as well.
Right. But every time we try to give them help, what happens? These people take the weapons. They take the money that we give them, and they use it to further this narrative that they have there. We should be out of it completely. Out of it.
What's going to happen in Afghanistan? There's going to be warring factions. They're going to be after each other. They're going to use our weapons to fight each other. It's going to be an absolute. When I say humanitarian disaster, who is responsible? Who is responsible? Who's responsible? Okay, it's the military-industrial complex. Okay, got it. It's the lifers that want to keep running this, like KT McFarland said. Who is called to the carpet now? Why isn't someone being responsible for this? They fired the one military guy who spoke the truth. Who is it? The CENTCOM guy? Who is that guy? Who is that? They're all in it together. Why is Milley still have a job?
How was Blinken? How was this guy Jake Sullivan still the national security advisor? It was an abject failure. You have failed. You have caused a humanitarian crisis, and the press won't run it down. And when Donald Trump was in office, those cockroaches that hide in caves were scared silly of Donald Trump, and you couldn't stand that Donald Trump was president. Oh, the orange man. Oh, with his hair. Oh, with his tweets. Oh, with his personality. Hey, listen, got it. Understood. But you can't tell me that those wackos who just want to fight and destroy the world, who just kill each other, hate women, all those people, they were scared stiff of one guy, and that one guy was Donald Trump. And that's why I voted for him, because you need that in Washington. You can't have these bureaucrats running it, the deep state lifelong bureaucrats. This is what you get. And if it's not Donald Trump, you need somebody strong like a Ronald Reagan who get in there where these creepy monsters. Al's right. They're just like animals. They're animals. They're not even like humans. These people, they kill each other. They rape the women. They sell women, young girls for like wives. What is this? What is going on? Where's international Amnesty International? Where's all these hip pseudo rights groups? Where are they? Where's AOC? Where's the squad talking about what they're doing to women in the Taliban and Sharia law throughout the severe Sharia law, Islamic fundamentalism in the Middle East? Where is that? And when you go back, and I know we got a break, when you go back and you hear Donald Trump comes up with the Abraham Accords, this was Nobel Prize worthy. And believe me, it's not a pro-Trump speech. Stop it. Just stop it. It was just that the country was run so much better. Service was better. I still don't have to bring it right back home on a much more base level, not to make any analogy to people dying in the desert, but I still don't have my luggage from Delta. Where are they? Well, you got to have this, you got to have that. They're not delivering it. The whole country is falling apart because of what's happening in Washington, because you got lifers. They have assistance. They have got linen. When they get served dinner, they go to the finest restaurants. Politics has become a special interest, and you and I have forgotten about it. And I'm telling you, if they're not careful, and I got to be careful what I say, but this is how the revolution started. This is exactly what happened. How Britain treated us, and we had no representation, and except for the few that are fighting, and I'm going to keep it peaceful, and you have to stay peaceful, and I think if we're smart, that we can make it work, and you stay under the radar, and if you're a world leader, and you have hundreds of thousands and millions of people following you, and you show an inkling of humility the way Ronald Reagan used to, then we could take it back. We could take it back, because this, I'm telling you, I feel like we're helpless. The people are helpless because of the people running Washington, and they don't care. Trust me, they don't care. But we ain't going down. Listen, we'll tell you more about Afghanistan, the mismanagement of Afghanistan with Steel Brand. Mike Gallagher joining us too, and Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970. The Answer, Debbie, how we doing traffic wise?
I'll tell you what's happening. Yep, in New York, we've got a lot going on. That's for sure, Joe. If you're heading to the inbound George Washington Bridge, waiting about 30 minutes. The outbound GWB upper level construction till 2:30. Lincoln 25, Holland about 25. Palisades Parkway southbound getting down toward Englewood Cliffs. They're doing construction over on Atlantic Avenue at Hicks Street. Over in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn accident investigation. Busy on the BQE in both directions through Atlantic Avenue with that new construction pattern. And the Van Wyck South at Rockaway Boulevard, it's an accident. And partly cloudy today, high of 86. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. At Route 22 Toyota is where you want to go. I'm going to give you a number in a second, but I want to tell you, Alex Kinsella and the whole team is over there. Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is my guy, and they will make you a great deal, by the way, and they will also give you incredible service, by the way. And here is the number, by the way. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Call for details. Make sure you tell them that Joe sent. You get 0% APR financing up to 60 months on your favorite Toyota models. Zero down leases, 0% interest for up to 5 years. Captain Frank, my buddy, he's with me. He took his Toyota out to Wisconsin. Drives like he can't believe. Took me to my show Sunday, and appreciated that, you know. And then he went to Alex Kinsella, and he swears by Route 22 Toyota. Incredible deals, incredible service. You know, you don't have to deal with dummies. You go in there, you know exactly what you're getting. And so many people now are going to Route 22 Toyota. Start here, please. You know, you go to 855-621-9949. Schedule a test drive. Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a brand spanking new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. For qualified buyers, no dummies, and it's the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota, right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If there's one word to describe dating in New York City, it's exhausting. Endless swiping on dating apps gets you nowhere. In our fast-paced world, it can be a daunting thing finding that someone special. But fear not, Elite Connections International is there to take the reins and help you find the love of your life. Elite Connections International is the premier dating agency in New York City with 27 years of unparalleled success and an A-plus business rating. Thousands of couples have been matched and are happily married. Meet their professional matchmakers and find the person you've been searching for. Family-owned and operated since 1994, Elite Connections International can connect you with New York's exclusive singles. They can find you someone special that matches your specific preferences and dating needs. Give Elite Connections International a call today, 800-923-4200. That's 800-923-4200, or email them at info@eliteconnections.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Steel Brand is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you once more, if I may, about Balance of Nature. In my opinion, I can't tell you enough about it because, I don't want to jinx it, but boy, I'm on the plane, you know, with people. They put you right next to people. They put the mask on, but really, everybody's touching everything. Ugh, the germaphobe that I am. I take Balance of Nature, and I build up my immune system, in my opinion. And I think you can build up your immune system. You know why? The best defense against any virus is your own immune system. And Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. I swear by Balance of Nature. And, you know, a daily dose of Balance of Nature, when I tell you it has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, you know what that does? That puts antioxidants in your body. And they fight all the bad things that are in your body. So strengthen your immune system today. We think it will help. And also free shipping. You get free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Free shipping, 35% off any new preferred order. Start your journey with all of us to a stronger immune system and overall better health by calling 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please be sure to get the special radio offer by using that discount code Joe.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough tonight at 7.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 827 right now. We are just smoking through this Tuesday morning. Steel Brand is Associate Professor of History at the King's College in Manhattan, former Technical Intelligence Officer for the United States Army. The book is Killing for the Republic, Citizen Soldiers in the Roman Way of War. Hey, Steel, welcome to the show, sir. Great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, you got the best name out of anybody, Steel Brand. Is that now? Somebody's going to ask right off the bat, if I may. That's your real name, Steel. You were born with that name, yes?
Yeah, it was. I missed my calling. I should have been like a spy or a wrestler. It's my name.
We love it, man. You know, and I see Steel as he has written an article now on a Fox News. And we appreciate you taking the time with us because we're all confused, man. Give us your overview of Afghanistan. This is from Steel Brand. My fellow Afghanistan vets know this about your service and sacrifices. Now, tell us what you're thinking in regards to this article, if you would, Steel.
Yeah, so I think all of us, Americans, veterans in particular, looking at this, and we have to concede, this is a dramatic swing of military fortune. A victory that was highly imperfect, but easy to hold with a few minimal commitments, but now been turned into an abject defeat and failure. And veterans are looking at this and they're thinking, oh my gosh, everything I've done was in vain. 20 years of wounds, of losing buddies, of all the sacrifices that I made for my family, all this is wasted. And you hear that everywhere. I'm hearing it from vets I know. You're seeing it on social media. You're seeing it covered in the news. It's good that we're covering it. But there is a good story in this. We need to tell it. And I think it's two things. And I'll just mention one. And that's that a generation of Americans or Afghans have seen the best about what the United States has to offer. Okay, it doesn't look good right now. They've seen a lot of the bad things. But they've seen that America represents religious liberty, human dignity, constitutional government. And we're already seeing how these things are being thrown out, challenged, attacked, literally at gunpoint, executions by the Taliban. But I think for Americans as well, and this is my message for veterans, you have to know the last 20 years, what you did was good. Whether we won, whether we lost, what you did was good. You represented discipline, loyalty, trust, courage, self-sacrifices. These things are good, and we cannot tie them to whether or not we win or we lose, and we certainly cannot tie them to some of the fools who are making our strategic decisions at this moment. No, no. We should demand that our political and military leaders actually exhibit these same things that American vets have done for 20 years.
Yeah, I love it. I love the article. You write, now more than ever, we must remind our veterans that their service was meaningful, the virtues veterans embody, hard work, discipline, loyalty, self-sacrifice, devotion to a higher cause are good, period. They're good when we win. They're still good when we lose. God bless you for saying that. You know what concerns us, though, Steele, if I may, is the disregard, the callous disregard from Washington, the callous disregard that, and correct me if I'm wrong, where they consider all those who put their lives on the line, if they go down and something happens as horrific as what happened last week, it's collateral damage. I saw no compassion from this guy Biden, no compassion at all. And correct me if I'm wrong, sir.
So I think this will go down in the annals of American history as one of the worst moments, particularly in foreign policy, that the U.S. has ever seen.
Yeah.
And I think that's why veterans in particular are thinking, oh my gosh, this is what my commander-in-chief has done. These are what my political and military leaders have done. And what all of this represents right now is America at a crossroads. We are at war with ourselves. And we've seen that in 2020 and 2021. There's a war of ideas going on. And it's not just in Afghanistan. It's in other places, and it's here. And when you look at the Taliban, right now, they seem really successful. They have this common vision that binds them together, a common set of ideas. It's nasty. It's ugly. But you can't beat that with technology or institutions. And that's the lesson there. But we have another set of ideas. And I mentioned them earlier. But for vets, they have to say that I fought for my republic. I stood up for my republic. And for us average citizens now, I'm a civilian now. I teach history at the King's College in New York City. For the rest who are no longer serving or who haven't served, we need to say, okay, goodness, those virtues these guys have, hard work, discipline, loyalty. Oh my gosh, loyalty, right? Saluting the flag, honoring the flag. These things every single American citizen has to embrace. And if we don't, we will lose all of these battles of ideas, not just in Afghanistan, but everywhere around the globe.
It is that the Taliban, from your intelligence work, Steele Brand, the Taliban, is it a sliver of the society? Because I know there's good Afghans that really want, they really, I think the one good thing about us being over there, we allowed for 20 years women to become girls and women, you know, and not to have to worry about being shipped off and being trafficked, you know, as sex objects. And regular folks didn't have to worry about being literally hung from bridges or hung from helicopters, which is what's happening now. Is it like the Nazis, the Taliban, a sliver of that society, sir?
Well, you've got pockets of where the Taliban and other radical groups like Hig or Haqqani are very, very strong. It's particularly in the south, which is why you see right now the most resistance coming from the Panjshir Valley. There have also been some resistance movements in the south. I'm encouraged to see those. The problem is They don't have the backing, and they don't have the equipment, and even worse, they don't have the kind of intelligence that was basically just handed over to the Taliban, like the biometric data that we just gave them. And that's really, really bad. But is it a sliver? I don't think it's the majority, but it's a powerful, powerful minority that does represent this really, really toxic set of ideas. You know, and you compare them to the Nazis, I almost think of these radical Islamic sects. They're kind of like a Lord of the Rings, like Sauron, you know, or Morgoth, if you're looking at the Silmarillion. It's this entity that doesn't want beauty. It doesn't want goodness. It doesn't want human dignity, like all the things you were mentioning with rights for women and little girls be able to grow up. I got 5 daughters myself. I can't imagine how I was in Afghanistan right now. And there's a real beauty that Western civilization, and America in particular, has been able to represent. And the Taliban are like Sauron. They just want to carve up and devour everything. And they're able to bring weaker, corrupter people under their sway. And that's what happened when America pulled out. A lot of the corruption then just gave in. And all the good people in Afghanistan were abandoned. And some of them were able to get out. But a lot of them are still there, and they're searching desperately for someone to lead the fight, for their Gandalf or their Aragorn, to lead the fight against these forces of total darkness.
And so there are people. We just left people there cold. I mean, you keep hearing about it. They're going to spin it differently. I'm watching this guy, Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor. I'm watching this guy, Secretary of State Blinken. These guys are just saying, oh, no. And you know, that we didn't just abandon everybody. Indeed, they did, Steelbrand, did they not?
They did. Look, they estimated around 300,000 that needed to get out. We're talking over 100,000. That have been evacuated. You know, the final numbers are still coming in. But we got to acknowledge that at least tens of thousands of Afghan allies. These are guys that when I was there in 2012, I worked with. We needed interpreters. We needed people that were giving us information. We needed that human intelligence to provide us data and locations for these really, really dark forces, these really, really dark individuals, our high-value targets. These people who were our sources, who were working with us, who are our interpreters, who were fighting against the Taliban, we've abandoned at least tens of thousands of them. And we've also still abandoned, the State Department's acknowledging, we've got over 100 American citizens still there. That was not the promise. That was not what we were told. And it looks terrible because you don't leave men behind.
It's so true. Steelbrand, he's a professor at the King's College, but a former tactical intelligence officer for the Army. Before we let you go, Steel, appreciate your time and this vital chat this morning. The suicide bombing that just caused the deaths of the military in the way it did. So two suicide vests coming in, one perimeter. There's Marines and the United States military. How did they get close? It just reeks to me, the layman that I am, please. So forgive me, but it reeks that the Taliban allowed these people to get in. The Taliban knew exactly what was going on. Am I correct when I assume that?
Joe, I think you can assume that it's highly likely that something like that happened. At the very least, the security that should have been provided and that was promised was not there. Look, it takes months, and it's usually over the winter cycle for these groups, whether it's Taliban or whether it's Haqqani, to gather together the resources needed, to plan, to put together an operation, and then they can apply it at moments that seem appropriate. So they sort of have a certain number of attacks that they can carry out after their planning season has been in play. And so what happened was they said, okay, now here's our target. We've got all the equipment. We have the people identified. Now we're going to put the pieces like on a chessboard into play. That kind of planning, that kind of operation, you know, it's highly suspicious. We have no reason to trust the Taliban. Look at what they're already doing. No one should trust it. The Taliban. They don't want what's good, and they don't want anything that America represents, and they think it's okay to lie Americans and disagree with them.
Steelbrand is the man, associate professor of history at the King's College, former tactical intelligence officer for the United States Army, author of the book, Killing for the Republic, killing for the Republic. Steele, a great chat. We'll talk soon, hopefully. And we appreciate your time this morning, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. It was great being on.
Thank you, sir. Steele Brand right there. Joe on the Radio 839. Mike Gallagher is going to check in with us. Dr. Gorka next hour. Paul Anka, the one and only. Oh, you know, we need some Paul Anka this morning, I'll tell you that. 839, Al's got the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
77 degrees at 839. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An eviction moratorium related to the coronavirus pandemic expires today in New York State. Hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers will be subject to eviction. Today, tenants and community leaders plan to march to Governor Kathy Hochul's Manhattan office to demand it be extended. Lawmakers are set to return tomorrow or Thursday to discuss the next steps they can take to protect both tenants and landlords. A group representing thousands of landlords is threatening to sue the state legislature if the moratorium is extended. Voters across Monmouth County may be receiving mail-in ballot applications that are already filled out with their information, but officials don't want you to worry. County Clerk Christine Giordano Hanlon says it's not a scam, adding a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. has been mailing out these documents. They are not official election mail for Monmouth County, but residents can still send in the application to receive a mail-in ballot for the November 2nd general election. Giordano Hanlon says her office has received many calls over the applications, explaining organizations can access voter data. In sports, Angels over the Yankees 8-7. It's the Bombers' third straight loss. The Mets were off. They'll go for their third straight win. They'll open up a three-game series against the Marlins tonight at Citi Field. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Watch for delays on the Palisades Parkway southbound down through the area of Alpine. They're doing some guard rail repair. Over at the George Washington Bridge, inbound upper level, a stalled truck 20 minutes in at the GWB. Lincoln 25, Holland 25. Traffic slowing down on 1 and 9 as you head southbound, getting down toward Raymond Boulevard and Newark with construction as well. Expect delays on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out through Bradley Avenue. Traffic slowing down on the Van Wyck south at Rockaway Boulevard. Accident in the right lane. LIE eastbound out by Douglaston Parkway. It's a disabled vehicle. The westbound LIE at Jericho Turnpike. An accident off on the shoulder. Southern State Parkway westbound getting out past 110. An accident in the process of being cleared. And watch for slowdowns on Atlantic Avenue at Hicks Street over in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn. It's an ongoing police investigation. Partly cloudy today. High in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Now's the time to be more vigilant than ever about accurate temperature taking, since fevers will be more prevalent in the coming months. The Exergen Temporal Scanner is essential to detect fevers early and reliably. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. How you doing? It's a Tuesday. It's August 31st. It's 8:42 in the morning. Telling you about Pat LaFreda Meats. I ordered all my, yeah, I got the freezer fixed finally. Yeah, it only took a couple months, you know. And so I get the freezer fixed just in case I have to freeze something. But I went right online. I went to LaFreda.com, and I ordered that premium 100% Black Angus cattle raised and grazed in America. Don't forget, their only focus is meat. No side dishes, you know. And every kind of meat you can get and every cut you can get. Tomahawk, bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center-cut filet. Oh, yeah. Supplying only the highest quality of beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, and America's best burger, chopped meat blends. And I have to tell you this as an aside, if I may, about LaFreda. So I get the chicken, too, because I eat a lot of chicken. You know, I don't want to touch a chicken. I don't want a chicken in my backyard walking around. I don't want a chicken following me, man. But yeah, I will devour a chicken. Ladies and gentlemen, I will devour a chicken. Thank you for coming tonight. So I had the LaFreda chicken. You have to go to LaFreda.com. You've got to order the turkey, the chicken, all cuts, not to mention the center cut filet that I buy for my children. As I speak to you, I can't even find the words to comparison. It is such a great first class, high quality cut of meat at LaFreda. You can't compare. Don't even think about anything else. Just try LaFreda.com. You are going to love it, and your family will love it. It's what they deserve. Shipped overnight. Cut the night you place your order. As it comes in, put it right on the grill. That's what I do sometimes. Ah, never frozen. It is cut the night you place your order. Shipped overnight. Go online, please, to LaFreda.com. You're going to love it. LaFreda,
AM970.com.
Hi, AM970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Did you go to relieffactor.com, please? Relieffactor.com, the number is 800-500-8384. It's 800-500-8384. I tell you about Kent in Arkansas. I tell you about Bill in California. I tell you about me, Joe, in Jersey. You gotta try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95 to see if you can get out of pain. Me hauling around the airports, I was so pleased, you know. And I'm staying on stage, don't forget. And I'm on. I mean, I'm just having such, by the grace of God, I had such a great time, and being a sit on the drums and playing with a lot of folks who are a lot younger than yours truly. Ooh, it's like, hey, that dinosaur Piscopo. Oh, but you know what? Again, you know, with prayers and everything, but I really attribute it to Relief Factor being able to keep up with everybody. Running from one gate all the way down to the next gate, all the way down to another gate, you know, with a mess at the airports. I was right there, and I really attribute a lot of that to Relief Factor. So will you just get Relief Factor, go to relieffactor.com. I don't want to hear pain. I don't want to hear it. I don't. Check it out, please, relieffactor.com, or will you please call 800-500-8384.
Carl Jackson, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, it's 8:46. Mike Gallagher is going to join us momentarily. It's interesting when you talk about a guitar, you talk about Stevie Ray Vaughan. Is my friend, Captain Frank. You know what he did? So this is what's great about people, and what's great about you. You would do the same thing. So Frank's driving us around in Wisconsin because that's where he's from, and so then we have all the equipment. We got guitars, we got everything. So he goes, well, I drove out here in the Route 22 Toyota. By the way, he drove out there in the Toyota. Yes, he did. So. And he kept saying to me, you know, that Alex Kinsell is a great guy.
He is.
Yeah, it was great.
He is a great guy.
Yeah, he is. I know. He is. You were there. You know.
I know. He told me. You know what he said to me? He said, I want to put you in a car that you're going to feel comfortable driving.
Look at that.
And that you're going to be happy with. That's what he told me.
Well, so Frank goes like this. Hey, give me your equipment, guys. I'll drive it home to Jersey. So I go, whoa. I said, wait a minute. He goes, yeah, I'm driving. What? So I gave him, I just virtually had my drum kit sticks, you know, and then I said, hey, I said, so our bass player had the bass, and then Michael gave him his telly, and his Strat, it's a Strat telly, and he doesn't give it to anybody. He said, Frank goes out, listen to this, Al, you'll love this. He goes to to Racine, about a half hour from where he was brought up, where Stevie Ray Vaughan went down. And it's like a shrine now.
Right.
People are out there. There's a plaque where the great Stevie Ray Vaughan. And he put he took Michael's guitar. He put it, rested it against there. Took a picture for Mikey. I thought that was so nice. And then he took one of Mikey's picks and put it right into the where they have a little monument for a Stevie Ray Vaughan. That was so awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. So we appreciate Frank doing that. That was like out there, and you know, and Michael saw it and went, wow. wow. And he got this. So we appreciate Frank.
That's
doing
pretty
that
wild.
The whole spirit of Stevie Ray's, right? All throughout Wisconsin,
well,
by the way.
My neighbor was actually there a couple of days after that had happened because he was on tour with another band.
Yeah.
And he said you could see the burn marks from the chopper in, you know, in the rock face, you know, and, you know, there was still some debris and stuff and whatever. But, you know, everybody that drove up that hill to get to that place, you could see what, you know, what had happened. Just, it's
well,
just
well,
tragedy.
You're scary. Eric Clapton was supposed to be on this helicopter. We're talking about Stevie Ray Vaughan performed at, it was like the Alpine Performing Arts Center or some kind of area.
In Wisconsin, yep.
Yeah, in Wisconsin. So Stevie Ray and Clapton were on this. Think of that for a show.
Jimmy
so,
Vaughan. There was a bunch of people there.
So Stevie Ray gets on a chopper. Clapton's supposed to be on the chopper. And Clapton goes, no, I got to wait because I have some other people. Stevie gets on with one of my agents from ICM at the time, I believe, Bobby Brooks, rest his soul. Great guy, I believe, a Long Island guy, Bobby Brooks. And
never shushed you.
They went down, and then it was Clapton that had to come and identify the remains of Stevie Ray. So it was like,
Actually, that's incorrect. Jimmy Vaughan was there. Jimmy had to go. They didn't find out about the accident until the next morning, apparently, because it happened in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And apparently Jimmy and his wife had gotten back to Chicago and had to drive back out to identify Stevie's remains.
But just to tell you what happened, because my friend Frank's mom was there, Clapton came in. And he came in because he knew, so he went to the hospital. It was a horrible situation, and Eric just knew how lucky he was, certainly. But you know what the positive thing is? The spirit of Stevie Ray just permeates, you know? And he's like, he left, what a legacy. Hey, yeah, was that 31 years ago? Was it really 31?
Yeah, 31 years ago.
Oh, my Lord. You know, and we ripped it up in Stevie Ray fashion, in his memory. We ripped it up. Boy, I'll tell you what, that. And me, and then when I went back in later, and I had a show the next day, Debbie, I'm in there, and I'm like now the old guy. I'm in the bar, and everybody, it was like madness. Mikey's was jamming, you know? And it was like a party. I said, can I go to bed now? Is it a bedtime for Dad?
You're looking at your watch. Never mind Biden. You're like, let me see. What time is
it? Never mind Biden. Yeah. I didn't know where to go. So I got it. So Mikey finished his set, and I went, I said, everybody was jumping. It was screaming.
Aww,
I said, well, I got to go. I got to go back. I got a show tomorrow, you know? So I'm such a cornball. I'm telling you what.
No, you're normal. You need to sleep.
Lord. 8:51, Deb's on the road. It's on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, so glad Mikey did well. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the LIE westbound at Jericho Turnpike. It's an accident pushed off to the shoulder, but you're slowing down. Southern State Parkway westbound getting out past the area of 110, a collision as well. Expect delays still over in Cobble Hill. Atlantic Avenue is closed. Getting out toward the area of Hicks Street, it's an ongoing police investigation of an accident that happened 2:30 this morning. Somebody ran a red light and also was hit by a tractor trailer. Let's see what's happening on the BQE. It's really tough on the BQE through this new construction zone. Here on the BQE, heavy in both directions through Atlantic Avenue because of that ongoing construction zone there. 9th Avenue here in town, right by 20th Street. It's an overturned vehicle. We're seeing delays on the Van Wyck southbound by Rockaway Boulevard with an accident. And the Palisades Parkway southbound getting down through Alpine. They're doing guardrail repair. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Staples Connect has everything for back to school at amazing prices. Right now, Crayola 12-count colored pencils and 10 plus 2 Crayola marker bonus packs and Bic round stick ballpoint pen 10 packs are just 97 cents each. So you won't just be ready for school, you'll be prepared parent of the year ready.
I just want to thank my family and Staples for making this possible.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com/back to school today and get more than ready for school. Ends 9/18, limit 30 on Crayola. Bic pens in store only.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Summertime tips from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine and More.
Topping your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese?
Take it to the next level with Carbon Cabernet Reserve, rated 92 points, an incredible value.
And nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob.
Feeling adventurous? Come on in. Let's try a smoky mezcal for mind-blowing margaritas.
Now you can order delivery for as low as $4.99 for a limited time. Find out if your area qualifies at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly. B21.
Trinitas is where you want to go. I want you to go to Trinitas because I love you, and it's a great wellness place. All of the services that they provide. But right now we're concentrating on getting a lung screening. Will you do that? Especially if you're between 50 and 80 and have a 20-year pack smoking history. And even if you've quit in the past 15 years, they tell me, it's no joke. It's time for a lung screening because, God forbid, you have something. You got to catch it early and you can cure it, right? Here's the number for a low-dose, painless, non-invasive, fast and easy scan. It only takes 30 seconds from Trinitas. 908-994-5984. 908-994-5984. Screenings are covered by most insurance. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. You got to just do it, all right? You can count on Trinitas to take care of you. 908-994-5984. Make an appointment. It's quick and it's easy. 908-994-5984.
Larry Elder is running for office, so Carl Jackson is running the show for now. Tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Lumberg, weather-wise, how are we doing? We're doing all right. Rain tomorrow, you said, huh?
Yeah, today's all right. I mean, it's humidity's still kind of high. It's going to be kind of warm by 83, 84, but not a lot of sunshine. But it's dry today. The rain moves in around daybreak tomorrow. And tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night into early Thursday, it's going to rain hard. I mean, we're thinking 4 to 6 inches of rain around the area. That will cause widespread flooding, hence the flash flood watch for the area. So it's one of those things you really need to be listening to, you know, watches and warnings and things of that nature, because it's going to rain hard. It's going to cause flooding, road closures, and things like that. It's not going to be fun here later tomorrow and tomorrow night into early Thursday.
All right. Well done, Joe Lumberg. Thanks so much, our marathon man meteorologist. Can we go to Mike Gallagher real quick? Because Mike's coming up at 10 o'clock. How are you, Mike? How you doing? You're hanging in crazy times,
I'm so
my
saddened.
Brother.
I'm so saddened. I'm embarrassed for this country. I'm ashamed of the president. He has reversed his decision. He has completely broken his promise. 2 weeks ago, he told George Stephanopoulos, we're not leaving any American behind. We would never do that, would we? And that's exactly what we've done. It is a dark day in America's history. And may voters in November of 2022 never forget how we feel today, Mr. Piscopo.
You know, I am so confused. And I'm on the road, and you go out too. And Mike, by the way, you listen to Mike Gallagher, great stage performer. People don't know that he is a Broadway quality stage performer.
Hey, I'm back to Broadway day after tomorrow. My first show is Thursday night. I'm going to Hadestown. First night back.
Look at you, man. But, Mike, you know what? As you go out and you meet the people when you do go out, the Americans that are out there. I mean, I'm in Wisconsin, all throughout Wisconsin this weekend. Everybody feels exactly the way you said. What happened? Sure. How did it go? I had military families come up to me in tears, veterans in tears, hugging me, saying, Joe, what's going on? End game, Mike? A year from now, changing the House, maybe a special election? What are we doing?
We've got to get this right, and may every American feel this way. This is the solution we have. We have the answer. Listen, the people who decided to vote against Mr. Mean Tweets, you gave us this. We tried to warn you. We tried to tell you, if you turn this guy out, we're going to be headed for a disaster. But let's face it. Let me ask you in closing, Joe. We knew it was going to be bad. You and I knew it was going to be bad. Did you think it was going to be this bad?
Never. Never and never.
I didn't either. I'm shocked. I'm beyond shocked.
But we were right, Mike. We were right on.
We sure were, my friend.
Thank you. God bless you, Mike. We'll be listening.
Hang in there. God bless. Love you.
Sir.
Take care.
God bless you, too. Love you back, Mike. Mike Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. You got to check it out because you know what? We were right. We were right. And you don't want to say, hey, look, see, I told you so. But, I mean, to be this bad. And, again, was it a concerted effort? Is there somebody giving the White House orders to take down this country? I mean, what's the alternative? Explanation. Dr. Seb Gorka, right off the top of the hour. Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be with us. You know him, 3 p.m. AM 970, The Answer, host of the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax, and the legendary, the one, the only, Paul Anka, coming up on Piscopo in the morning. News, opinion.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.